I got dressed, feeling scared to death of what was sure to come. We hopped into his company car and went down to the Holiday Inn. I'm telling you, I was more nervous than a stranded house dog in a roadside park. That's even more nervous than a cat on a hot tin roof. It's cold in here. What are they doing with the air conditioner on this time of morning? Why is everyone staring at me? Do they know about yesterday? Nah, they couldn't know. But Ed and Leroy knew. How did they know? Please quit staring at me. Daddy never did bring it up. He acted like nothing ever happened. I don't remember anything he talked about because I was too worried about everyone staring at me. I know now they weren't staring at me, but you couldn't have convinced me then. I thought I was going to die of hypothermia because I was so cold in there. Now you've got to remember that this all took place in July, I think, maybe August. I was as cold as if I were laying in a snowdrift stark naked in the middle of January. It seemed like we were in that icebox for hours. But there is an end to everything in this here world, and the end for that finally came. As soon as we got back home, I went straight downstairs and went back to bed. It wasn't long before Daddy was down there asking me to come have a glass of iced tea with him on the patio. So I got up again and got dressed and went out on the patio to have a glass of iced tea with Mama and Daddy. I drank as quickly as I could, then went back downstairs, got undressed, and went back to bed.